About you.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to wait a minute or two.
Okay.
Yasmin.
Welcome.
Hi.
We'll start in about 1 minute.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Yamincha, Tatir, Teura, Alpet Yimel Yud Tat Sadi. Kabel Rina Amfasag Venu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sinted Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Amre Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Where it can be rejuvenated. And then have it return to the body after it has been recreated in its pristine state, where it will again do its job as it is meant to do. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Mars, the planet Ma'adim, the planet of war, and the He that created the constellation Taleh, which is the Lamb. Some people refer to it in the male as a ram. It's the sign of Aries. It's actually the hay and the dalet together spell or can be translated as the door, as the doorway. It's the doorway to the other months. It's the doorway to the astrological influences. It's the doorway to traveling in the astral worlds. Barchem tacharem rachamim tikatcha damid lakam lem betetresh taritaf gimel chasin kadosh v'rozucha nael adatach het kuf bet tet nunayim yafid yoye lamcha p'nei zoch rei kudushata yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf Shavavetenu kabel Ushma tuyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyuta. We're now going to read the four verses that connect us to the energy of last year that we don't want to lose and don't want to fall back spiritually, and the three verses from this year, one verse from last year, three verses from this year. Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom v'amili Yisrael untati v'shakan And Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tige me lo tarpe mi ad bili mi. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Urudu miko hamachavu yiyam Asher yidchabem shem shem elai el nachon v'halachti item v'hayayim yeshno v'aretz v'fi patim oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And Job again, chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo la netza yovedo roav yomru alo. And we will also say the Tetragrammaton in the permutation for the month of Nisan, just in case people didn't do that connection on Rosh Chodesh, which is the only day of the month that it is active, that it is effective. Timing, as many people know, timing is everything. Yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey, 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 yo, hey, wah, hey. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Yevod, Baruch Shem Yevod. We're reading the balance of section 1 from the Parasha Vayikra that we read today. We're starting with Pasuk 14. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom page. Scroll down to the matrix on the right-hand side. First row will be a link to a page with all of the different parashiot from the Zohar. And then when you click on that link and scroll down to the book of Vayikra, the first link below that for Vayikra is where we're reading section 1. And we're going to start it with the L'shem Yehud, which is the process of aligning our consciousness with the consciousness of the universe that is unified, that seeks to unify. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Leakta Shem Yudke Bovavke B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'goy Minayhu Kedu Miel Rav Mimana Rav Mashiryan Techot Shultan Uta D'Mikael Imeya Hawo Mit Tachnan Koli Nun Mishri Mashiryan T'idchot Yedeya V'chad Mimana Kaima Alayhu betara deit kere Ariel v'yud bet mimanan sacharin leya tilat tilat lekositar v'ha mimana dekumiel kayima Alayhu Dila Ishtane Shemeya Lealmin Chadat Kayama Natsit Al Reshaihu Behu At Yud Kad Chai Natsit Nadlin Kulhu Letata Natsitsu Denatsit Otkuf Dekamran Tafya Alhayat Yod Rabbi Hakapia Al Aleph. Inside them, that is, within the aspect of Gevurah, namely Chesed, is Kedumiel, high minister, and superior over the camps under the dominion of Michael. And with him were fitted out all the camps under him. One minister named Ariel is in charge over them, at the portal, and 12 ministers surround him, 3 on each side of the 4 sides. Thus, the aspect of Chesed has 3 angels, Michael being Chesed of Chesed, Kedumiel being Gevurah of Chesed, and Ariel being Tiferet of Chesed. Ariel in himself consists of 12, as does the whole assembly. The high minister, Kedumiel, is in charge over them, for his name never changes. There is a letter over their heads, the letter Yud. When it glitters, they all travel in the direction of that sparkling glitter. The letter Kuf, as stated, covers this letter, Yud, and the Resh covers the Aleph of Vayikra. My commentary. Now we have the letters Vav, Kuf, Resh, since Aleph and Yud are being concealed. The word Rok, voweled as a noun, means bachelor or single. Voweled as an adjective, it means celibate or unmarried. It is also significant that the two concealed letters, Yud and Aleph, spell the word island. Also, please note that the angel names start with the letters being specified. Feel free to ask questions at any time. Pasuk 15. Lagoy lagoy beatar diikre kodesh natzit chadat bit miru uginizu vihi atvav v'chay atvav natzit pinsitzu alkulhu atvan v'kala Nafik mebeinaihu Teilein advan Kedain betash natsitsu Teatvav nitlitsitsu Teatvenafak Hahu natsitsu Migoy atar de kodesh Uvatash legoy netzitzu diat yud. In the innermost, in the place called Kodesh, which means holiness, Bina, a letter glitters hidden and in secrecy. This is the letter Vav, which is the central column, whose source of origin is that it arises and reconciles between the two columns, right and left, of Bina. This letter glitters with a radiance over all the letters, meaning that it reconciles between right and left of all the letters in Zeranpin and Malkut. A voice issues from between these letters. The Vav, which is called voice, which is inaudible in Bina, but here, as explained earlier, among the letters of Zeranpin and an audible voice issues forth. Then it mitigates the letters of Kuf and Resh, and the letters of Yud, Kuf, Resh, Aleph, Yikra, are unblocked. Then the glittering of the Vav strikes the glittering of the Yud. This glittering of the Vav, which originates from a place called Holy, Bina, strikes the glittering, meaning that it releases the letter Yud from its blockage, and it illuminates. See the permutations in my comments on Pasuk 15. This is the idea of Resh, Vav, Kuf. In reverse order, Kuf, Vav, Resh is translated as cold, and similar words like chili, etc. In English, it spells the word rock, these three letters, using the idea of the Vav being a voice, speaks to the growth in consciousness of a monkey, the kuf, growing to a head, the resh, or the animal kingdom balanced to the speaking kingdom. Finally, in this pasuk, we find all of the letters being revealed. The 16th pasuk. Ukte netzitzu diat yud, betash legoy netzitzu diat kuf, benafka netzitzu diat kuf, uvatash legoy netzitzu diat resh, benafke netzotzin. Kulhu umit chabrein legoy netzitzu deat aleph dekaima dekala hawanafik uvtash bekali nun netzitzin beadvan kechada Netzitzu diat bavayud. Netzitzu diud bekuf. Netzitzu dekuf. Keresh. Netzitzu deresh baumit chabran. Kilifin denitzitzin. Penaf ke levatar uvatar demit chabrain. Benit tzotzechon. Nafikala mibeinechon. Umit chabran beraza. Dayavayikra. El Moshe, Moshe Hawa Mistakal, Kol Inun Yomin, Delal. Then the glittering of the letter Yud strikes the glittering of the letter Kuf. The glittering of the letter Kuf issues forth and strikes the glittering of the letter Resh. And all of these glitterings issue forth and join into the glittering of the stationary letter Aleph, which is Malchut, which receives all that is in Yud Kuf Resh, which are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. A voice issues forth and strikes all the glitters of the letters together in order to connect them to the secret of this calling. The glittering of the Vav to the Yud, the glittering of the Yud to the Kuf, the glittering of the Kuf to the Resh, and the glittering of the Resh to the Aleph. The outlines of the glitters of the letters join and then issue forth to their function. For after the glitters are connected, the voice issues forth from them, and they are joined in the hidden meaning of, and Hashem called, Vayikra, to Moshe. Moses used to observe all of these days that he didn't enter the tent of meeting, which is Malchut. Please note, glittering strikes glittering. This is a connection to binding by striking, which reveals the light of Hashem. Pasuk 17. Excuse me. Levatar itchadaru adwan vahawo mitgalgalin bekulfo betzerufin teadvan deit masaru leadam beginta teeden at Lea Allah begoy temira leatar. Tikre kodesh v'nafak vav. Peyachiv dukta leat aleph v'itchavar. Aleph legoy vav tevat reya. Kar. V'yud al bin kuf v'raish v'yash tekach kir v'it galifu v'it netzitzu kamil chadmain v'kala nafak mibeinayhu umit chabran netzitzin v'yadvan. Benafik levar ve'it galayad legabe kol inun mashiryan tehavo natil nadlin inun atvan ve'kad mitchabran netzitzin ve'itvan kalabatash. Benayhu Itchazun begilufeyahu lekolinun ratikin okir vekala adar mibeinaihu vekare beninun rachikin okir enosh Mepaz ve'adam mikam ofir. After this, the letters returned and were turned in their imprints by the permutation of letters which was given to Adam in the Garden of Eden to induct the letter Aleph, which is Malchut, into concealment in the place called Holy, which is Ima. Then the Vav issued forth and yielded place at the beginning of the word to the letter Aleph. And the Aleph connected with the letter Vav, which is followed by the letters Kuf and Resh. The Yud, which is Chesed, entered between the letters Kuf and Resh to form Kuf Yud Resh. They were and glittered as before, and the voice, which is the secret of the central column, issued from among them. The glitters of the letters connected and emerged outside and were revealed to all the camps that traveled with these letters, which are the camps of the four chariots of Michael, as mentioned above. When the glittering of the letters join, becoming combined, a voice strikes among them, and their imprint is visible to all the chariots in the combination Aleph Vav Kuf Yud Resh, Okir. The voice returns from them and calls among the chariots. I will make men more rare, which is the Hebrew word okir, than fine gold, and mankind more than the pure gold of Ophir. I am adding, in my opinion, the verse in Isaiah is indicating men who are able to permutate the letters mentally are very rare. This is true today and has always been true. Yet all it takes is practice and desire, and Hashem will help. The 18th Pasuk Zaka Ahola Keya Dimoshe Dechame Called Aval Terufa Dala Itchame Le'eno Demoshe Ela Terufa Kadma Adi Ihu Vayikra Dahawa Hame Moshe Chahid Vayikra el Moshe v'tzerufa da'achara lagalyan leya v'gindish bata'bacha debarnash lamodin l'kameya v'simanich tziyut shelash techem Uktiv Vayikra Acharon Umiryam Uktiv El Pe Adabar Boktiv Lokein Avde Moshe Begin Dila Modiin Shivacheya Fortunate is Moses' lot, for he saw all this except in the combination Okir, Aleph Vav Kuf Yud Resh, which was not seen by Moses' eyes. Only the first combination, Vayikra, Vav Yud Kuf Resh Aleph, did Moses see. This latter combination was not revealed to him, for we do not state one's praises in his presence. A sign of this is, come out, you three. It is written, and call to Aaron and Miriam. It is also written, with him I speak mouth to mouth. And it is written, my servant Moses is not so. All of this being said to Aaron and Miriam, not to Moses, because we do not state one's praises in his presence. My commentary. This pasuk teaches alternative to modern psychological teachings. Today we are told to praise children to give them a good self-image. Spiritually, people will have a good self-image without hearing their praises if they realize how unique and special they are. This is not praising them. This is an important distinction for people to realize how corrupt the modern sciences become sometimes. The 19th pasuk. Sal ki natvan veit chadru bekol inun mashiryan kegant kegavnada betserufa daokir bekalanafak veakriz veamar O kir anosh mipaz vegomer, levatar it mashachu, atvan wahawo, netzitzin al reshaihu, tikoli nun retichin, beishtachachu. Ad ite kanu ledochtaihu. The letters arose in this fashion and returned to all of these camps in the combination Okir. Aleph Vav Kuf Yud Resh. The voice issues forth and declared, I will make men more rare. The Hebrew is Okir, then fine gold. Then the letters were drawn down and glittered on the heads of all these chariots, and they subsided until they were set in their places. And I am adding, Miriam, Moshe, and Aaron are who are being referred to in this Zohar pasuk. Each one is a chariot. Also, please realize that Hashem spoke to Miriam and Aaron with telepathy, while in the case referred to in the pasuk, Moshe was not spoken to, so he did not hear. The Pasuk 20. Reshali star Shemael Hiskiel Rab Mimana Rab Mashreyan Lekali nun dekai me letara demashkina techot shul tanuta le Gabriel vimea mit takdan behahu tara koli nun mashirian dechot Yedeya v'chad mimana itakam altara levar v'gazriel shemeya v'imeya yudbet mimanan desacharin leya tilat tilat likol sitar ledalet sitrin. The head to the left side, Malchut, is Hiskiel, high minister and superior over the camps of all those who stand at the portal of the tabernacle, which is Malchut, under the dominion of Gabriel. For Michael rules over the right of Malchut, and Gabriel over her left. With him are fitted at that portal all these camps under him. One minister named Gazriel is placed in charge over the portal from the outside. With him are 12 ministers who surround him, three on each side, of all four sides. I didn't leave a commentary because I think the pasuk is straightforward, mentioning names and relationships among the angels. The pasuk 21. Ve'ilein shenana delachata ve'charba demit hapcha idaihu ve'haimimana hiskiel kaim alaihu le'ela le'ela le'goyat chad notzitz al reshaihu Vehi atalev dehalakaime Ilein vila natle elaberaza de alef dehi Yamina begin dishmala la natil elabimena Yamina natil nadir lis Mala da alef atnatit benafik min yamina kidein not lean lehahu atardinatit hahu natitu. These are the ones whose hands hold the blade of the resolving sword. This minister, Hiskiel, is in charge over them, much higher on the inside. One letter glitters over their heads, the letter Aleph, which is the side of Malchut in Gavriel. For these camps stand and travel only according to the secret of Aleph, which is the right, which is Malchut that issues forth with Chasidim, which is the right side, for the left of Gavriel travels only with the right. Meaning by being enclosed in chasidim, and the right travels always to the left, meaning with the inclusion of the left. The aleph is a letter which glitters and issues forth from the right, meaning malchut from the aspect of chasidim in her. Then all the camps travel to that place where that glitter radiates. If you visualize a letter aleph, you'll realize that it can go either to the right or to the left. It can go up or go down, but it travels in unity. If the left yud, Gavriel, moves in a direction, the vav and the other aleph follow. The same is true if it goes in the direction of chasidim. And the Zohar is explaining that the right moves to the towards the left. Why? Because the right, being fulfillment or being sharing, has to fulfill what is desired by the left. But in our world, we see the desire as the one that moves. This is how we can learn that it's an upside-down world. Pasuk 22. L'goy mineya rachati el rav mashir yan t'kai mad l'goy t'chot shal tanuta Le Gabriel Vimeya Kolinun Mashiryan Techot Yadeya Vechad Mimana Kaim Alaihu Betaradit Kere Kad Shiel Vesacharin Leia Yud Bet Mimanon Tilat Tilat Dalet Zimnin
V'ha'hu mimana rachati el kaima al kulhu dila ishtane shemeya at chad natsitz al reshaihu de kali lein mashiryan beat daihu zayin Vehu italaf goy tekuna temashkena baat lamed chayit halaf biraza dizel mayim midalyan veit halaf begilufe atvan beikre Chilufa lamed Tad chai natsit Arishehu Dekali lein mashiryan Kedain kulhu nadlin Lehahu sitra Dehahu natsitsu Inside them, that is, within the aspect of Malchut, meaning the aspect of Tiferet, is the minister, Rahatiel, superior of the camps who stand within, under the dominion of Gavriel. With him are all the camps under him. One minister named Kadshiel is in charge over them, at the portal, and 12 ministers surround him 4 times 3. That minister, Rahatiel, is in charge over all of them, for his name does not change. Here, too, in the aspect of Tiferet, there are 3 angels, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, namely Gabriel, Rahatiel, and Kadshiel. One letter glitters over the heads of all the camps. It is the letter Zion, which is the side of Tiferet and Gabriel. It is the setting of the tabernacle, for the letter Lamed, meaning that it is mitigated with Bina, which is represented by the Lamed, which is a tower flying in the air. This exchange is alluded to in the verse, he shall pour, the Hebrew word is the water out of his bucket. For Bina is the bucket of Tiferet. The Zion is exchanged in the engraving of the letters and is called the substitute of Lamed. When this letter glitters on the head of all these camps, they all travel to the side of that glittering. I am adding, the concept of Noterican is being introduced through the exchange of the Lamed and the Zion. The 23rd Pasuk. Legoy min da kaf tziel Rab mimana, Rab mishiriyan, mashriyan, techot shaltaneya, degavriel, viameya, womit taknan, koli nun mishiriyan, ditchot yudeya, Inun deit mesaru leya behahu sha'ata v'chad mimana kaim alayhu azael shemaya v'yud bet mimanan secharin leya lekolivar Tilat tilat kima de okim na de kaftziel rab mimana kaima al kulhu at chad natsitz arashehu de koli lein mashiryan Vihi atalad Vekulhu natsli Vehahu natsitsu Deha hu atchayat tal yayo goyo avira altiren atvan acherinin. Inside, that is within the aspect of Tiferet, meaning the aspect of Givurah, Kaftziel, high minister and superior of the camps under the dominion of Gabriel. With him are fitted all these camps under him, those which are entrusted to him at that time. One minister named Azael is in charge over them, and 12 ministers surround him, 3 on each side, as we have established. Here, too, in the side of Gevurah of Gabriel, there are 3 angels, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, namely Gabriel, Kaptziel, and Azael. Azael by himself, who is Tiferet, contains 12, as explained above. And Kaptziel, high minister, is in charge over all of them. One letter glitters over the heads of all these camps. It is the letter Dalet, which is the side of Gevurah of Gabriel, and they all travel toward the glittering of that letter. This letter is suspended in the air over 2 other letters, Aleph and Lamed. I am adding. Note that the Aleph and the Lamed are spelling the name El, which is what is being added to the names of all these angels. As we have said, when an angel is given a task, they are also given the energy to perform that task. When the names of God are added to the angel's task, that is the energy to perform that task. There is much to learn in that commentary. And I will also caution you. I didn't write it down, and I probably should have. When you read these angels' names within the frame of reading the Zohar or scanning the Zohar, that's fine. You're not calling them. They know not to come because you're studying, you're learning different aspects of each name. But if you call them, if you are praying and you bring that name into your prayer, or if you're talking to your friends, and you bring that name to your friends, what you are doing is calling them. Just as Hashem called to Moshe, and he responded, an angel must respond to every human being's call. That's the power of being a human being. But the angels do have a form of free will that says if you waste their time, if you call them and don't realize that you're calling them, or if you call them for a selfish purpose, they have permission in the frame of the spiritual laws to create chaos in your life. Not creating it because you created it by calling them, even if you're ignorant that you're calling them. Pasuk 24. The caution is, don't say these names outside of reading the Zohar. Yes, the whole world says the name Michael, and they say the name Gabriel, and they say the name Uriel. And Uriel and Raphael. Who are these 4? People think you can say them, and they will come for selfish purposes. They won't. Because these names represent not individuals. They represent the races of the angels. They're code words. Yes, there are angels assigned to certain times, certain watches, so to speak, where they are to act as Gabriel. just as on an army base, people have different shifts, but they're all given a title like the watch officer or the like. It's all consistent. We got it from the angels. We got it from Hashem. We got it from the learning the spiritual laws from our sages, like the Zohar. But make sure you're doing what you're doing. Pasuk 24. Lagoy min da shamiel rav mimana hayat chalaf ledalet shemahan begin de la kaima legalfo zimnin listar yamina bezamnin listar shemala Ve'imeya Yud bet mimanan de sacharin Leya lekolivar Talat talat kima Diokimna Berag shiel Rab mimana Alilein yud bet Techoteya Dehahu mimana achara ve'atchad natzitz arashayhu le'ela ve'atta yehi at Hashem vedat alya be'avira al kol she'ar advan behahu At Dalet Dekamrin, Dekamran, Elaine Pirain, Seliku Le'elal, Koshe Araharanin, Vekulhu Natlin, Lehahu Natsitsu, Dechalya Michamhu, At. Inside them, that is, within the aspect of Gabriel, meaning his aspect of Chesed, is Shamiel, high minister. This one changes to four names because he does not remain in his position. At times he is on the right side, and at times he is on the left side. At times to the east, and at times to He is named according to his function. With him are 12 ministers who surround him, three on each side, as we have established. Ragshiel, high minister, is over the 12 ministers, under the other minister, Shamiel. Here too, in the side of Chesed, of Gabriel, there are three angels of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, namely Gabriel, Shamiel, and Ragshiel. Ragshiel by himself contains the 12. One letter glitters on the heads of all these camps, the letter He. This letter is suspended in the air over all of the other letters. Aleph and Lamed, as we stated regarding the letter Dalet. These two letters, Dalet and He, rise above all the others, for they are Chesed and Gevurah, which are the first three Sephirot. They all travel to that glittering which is suspended from that letter He. Did you make the connection to Dalet and He being written here? Did you make that connection to the letters of the month of Nisan? Pasuk 25. Legoy, legoy, ba'atar, di'ikre kodesh, Natsit at chad goyta miru de kodesh. Vihi at mem sofit. Satima chai natsits. Bin sitsu al kulhu. Adwan vekalahu nafik. Mi beinaihu. Tilein atvan kedein matash, netzitzu dehayat benatil tirein, atvan acharanin, netzitzin dehal, detalyan beaziravinin, daled he veishtar, El veit chabran, ge'ilen acharanin, distar yamina, uvachu ilen, bi'ilen venatle, kulhu veit chadran, kadmae kemil kadmin, Benafke lavar, Ugdeni krun vaikra, Al Moshe, El Moshe. In the innermost, in the place called holy, the Hebrew word is kodesh, bina, one letter glitters in the concealment of holy, the letter of the mem sofit, the closed mem. For the closed final mem always illuminates at the left side of Bina. It glitters with a spark over all the letters, Aleph, Lamed, Dalet, and He. And a voice issues from among the letters. The glittering of this letter, the closed mem, strikes and takes the last two letters, which are glittering suspended in the air, namely Dalet and He, leaving Aleph and Lamed that connects with the others to the right, Vayikra. They strike each other and they all travel, and the first letters, Vayikra, return to gleam as before. They issue forth from Malchut outside to Moses, whereon Hashem called to Vayikra el Moshe. The call and summons to Moses to enter the tent of meeting issued forth from these permutations of letters. I did not make a commentary because it's straightforward on its surface level. The deeper levels, I didn't understand myself. That's the end of section one. As you can see, 25 verses is an unusually long section. So it took us two classes. Are there any questions? At 10:30 tomorrow morning, we will continue our preparation for Passover. Monday night at 7 p.m., we will teach about the letter Resh. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we'll continue our advanced reincarnation classes. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., our question and answer period. Thursday at 7 p.m., we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of believe it's Tazria. Let me take a quick look. No, it's the Parasha of Tzav. A very interesting Parasha. Next Saturday night, we will have another Zohar class on the Parasha of Shmini. We'll be able to connect central column energy in the Parasha of Shmini. and also in Tzav. This is part of God's mercy as we move into this period of chaos that most people experience in the month of Nisan, because they're not aware of the influence of Mars. And we have a little bit of mercy this month because there was the solar eclipse over the North Pole, which some people say will enhance the energy of the North, which is Gevurah, and others say it enhances the energy of, it limits the energy of Gevurah. It will depend on your consciousness, which acts in your life. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you Kodesh Tov and remind you for the next 11 days, actually to the next 12 days, you have the opportunity to control each of the 12 months of the year. It's a little bit of effort getting up a little bit earlier, but it works. I hope you utilize it. Good night to all. Have a beautiful month, a beautiful year. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.